Peace and blessings, family. Peace and blessings on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. PA and Big Rob is in the studio.
Yes, sir.
And our guest, beer, virtual internet, our celebrity guest for today.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are you talking about?
She went to that next level. Yeah, next level.
She had the state police escort and helicopter flying over, making sure she's safe and sound. And
we need to keep her safe.
They're blocking traffic so she could do this interview. And
sister like her who's been standing on dignity. And sometimes if she got to stand alone, standing on righteousness. We're so proud of Attorney Breonna Scott to join us today. Sister Bree, how you doing there?
I'm doing well. Hello. Sorry I'm in my car, but I had to pull over for this interview. So please just ignore the background. I'm doing well, though. Thank you.
And you got the nomination over the weekend. What was that like for you to get nominated again to represent the Democratic Party on the statewide ballot?
Oh, well, if you can't tell, I'm like, my voice is just shot. It was crazy. This was the biggest Michigan Democratic Party convention in history. There were close to 8,000 people there. The first time I ran, I think there were half that many people. So this was just crazy for me. I have never seen anything or experienced anything like it. To come out of it, given everything that was going on that led up to it, I give all glory and honor to God because, yeah. I'm just going to say that. I'm very grateful. Let me say that. And I was the top vote getter, so God definitely had my back.
Wow. You know, I wasn't for sure if you were going to run again because, you know, you did a lot in your first term. You went through a lot, and it was kind of challenging, wasn't it?
It was a lot of challenges, Paul, but I also did a lot of wonderful and great things, which is why I took this opportunity. Just thought if there was anything else that I felt that I could do or if I felt the university needed me, and that answer was yes, prayed about it. I felt that God was giving me the go ahead. Sorry, I got people looking at me in the car. I'm okay, people. Anyway, as far as I am concerned, I feel like if God calls me to something, he's going to help me to get through it. And I had a lot of support. A lot of people wanted me to run again. And so I'm doing what I believe is in the best interest of the university. I do think my leadership means a lot to the university and the things that I've been able to achieve and will continue to achieve. And so, yes, I'm super excited. I'm very honored for the opportunity to be on the general election ballot again in November.
Did you learn a lot about yourself the past 6 years?
I have learned more about myself than I've ever known in the last 6 years. Absolutely. Number one, I have grown Teflon skin. I mean, I used to be a person that would like really become depressed about how I felt, other people felt about me or what people thought about me. I have learned a lot about resilience and perseverance. I've also, my faith has just grown in God and the understanding that I'm not alone, no matter what it feels like at times, that he has always got my back, which is extremely empowering and important to me. And then I learned who my friends really are and who my foes are, too. So I've learned a lot over this time. Absolutely.
This trustee job, there's no income for this.
None. It's so free.
What energized you is not money. So what energized you to be out there in this position and putting yourself out there like that?
So my story, and I told it a lot, you know, over the last through few months as I was campaigning, and maybe you all never heard it, but when I was at Michigan State, I got pregnant. You know, I was partying a little bit too much. Got pregnant. And my dad, if you recall, Paul, back in the 90s, he was the director of public health in Muskegon County, right?
Exactly.
My dad, from the time I was in the ninth grade, was going around talking about safe sex. And so when I called him and I told him I was pregnant, he about died. And he was like, I can't believe you did this to me. And needless to say, we didn't speak for months. And that I was closer to my father before his death than I ever was to my mom. And so that was really depressing for me. And I had really made the decision I was going to come home. And my boss and my work study program, my professors, my sorority sisters, everybody was like, if you leave Michigan State, you probably will never get your degree. And so they all helped me. Like my babysitters were my sorority sisters. during, you know, my time off from work. My professors brought me my homework. They were on call for me. And my boss in my work study program, because I had to pay my way through college through work study, which I don't know if you're familiar with that, but that's where you pay all your tuition, room, and board by working. Right. And she walked me over to student services so I could get more financial aid and help me to find other funding so that I could stay. And so I owe everything to Michigan State. And that is, to me, the reason why I'm so passionate about it. You know, my son that I got pregnant with at 20 in 2018, when I ran because of Larry Nassar and what was going on with all of that. And he had called and he was just talking about all the stuff that was going on campus. He wasn't proud to be a Spartan. Morale was horrible on campus. And I just went to a meeting one day, a board meeting, and observed and listened. And I just felt there was a lack of accountability by the board. I felt the board didn't take ownership and they did not have appropriate oversight. And I just thought about my background, being a former prosecutor, being a trial attorney. They had been sued. There were over 400 lawsuits that they had to work through. There were criminal cases Michigan State was dealing with. And I just thought my skill set really could be useful on the board. And I also wanted to make a difference. And honestly, you're right. It's not paid. I actually lose money while I'm campaigning. I lose money while I'm doing anything related to the board because I'm a billable hour attorney. And so anytime that I'm away from the office, I'm losing money. So it's not because of money. I have no aspirations for higher office, even though I've been asked, you know, if I wanted to be a judge, I've been asked, you know, if I want to take an appointment for various different positions in the state. And I've said no to all of them because I really don't have a desire to do those things. But I do have a desire to make Michigan State the best university that it can possibly be. And for me, I got to champion a lot of things important to me, like building our very first multicultural center at Michigan State. We didn't have one of those when I was there. They had been working and petitioning and championing for that, the Black and Brown students, for 3 decades, Paul. And guess who got it done when she got on the board, right? So there's reasons God has got me there. I was able to make sure that we had our first ever strategic DEI plan across the campus. We never had one of those before. We were freezing tuition when I got on the board. I just feel that I've made a huge difference, and I've been told by students and faculty and staff and presidents and administrators that I've made a difference. And so for me, those are the things that drive me. I'm not doing it for any other reason than to make a difference. You know, my dad, when he was dying, said, it's all about the dash in your life, right? The things you do between the date you're born and the day you die. And when I went to his funeral at Christ Temple and he had an overflow room and people were standing outside and it was standing room only, I recognized all the lives he touched, right? And I've just always wanted to be like that. It was so inspiring to me. And not like I'm looking to die, but I want to, people are going to know when I am gone, the things that I've done. And that's really important to me, to leave a legacy and to make a difference while I'm here. I think that's why God has all of us here. He has a purpose for our lives. And I believe for whatever reason, I've been called to this position and I'm going to do the best that I can while I have this opportunity.
Well, you're definitely channeling his energy. He left a legacy at the health department, speaking out on a lot of issues. And I know he's looking down. He has to be proud of you. You know, is you this couple of years, I think it was 2 years ago when the board was in turmoil, and you stood up. You stood up on principle and look where you at now. And the highest vote getter, that shows you that people are supporting you. Any challenges coming up for the school? You see, any
the person that is sitting in the Oval Office, I'll just say, has really challenged all public universities, even the privates, related to diversity, equity, inclusion, and trying to basically take us back to the dark ages. And so as a person of color, for every marginalized and minoritized population that is at Michigan State, we've got to keep fighting because they depend on us, right? The universities are the places where all this research is done, things that are life-changing, whether it's in the medical field or other fields, you know, and without our publics and the research that we do and the people that come out of the publics that go into the professional arenas throughout, you know, the state, Michigan State graduates, 68% of our graduates remain in the state of Michigan. We have more in-state people than any other university. And the reason you know, why that is because we're a land grant. And so we have to fight Trump. It's just straight up. If you want to know, like, what my mission is to make sure that he does not strip us of the great things that we've been able to do since I've been in office. And I really feel that priority number one for me is making sure we are still able to make college affordable to our students that come from this state, and even those from out of state, making sure that they have access, making sure we have resources for them so that they not only come to Michigan State, but they graduate. You know, we have a lot of Pell eligible students, which means we have students that come from economically deprived, you know, backgrounds and students that don't have families that can pay for their tuition. And so we don't want people graduating from Michigan State and then having insurmountable debt for like the rest of their lives. We want to keep it affordable. We want to make sure they have access. We want to make sure that our faculty looks like the student population on campus. And that means we got to get more Black and Brown faculty and professors on Michigan State's campus, because our students deserve to have representation in those classrooms. We have to make sure that we remain a safe space. You know, we had the shooting years ago. And so safety is really important. And you think about Michigan State's like a big city. Any given day, there's 65,000 people on our campus. Wow. It's huge. And so making sure that people feel safe, they have a sense of belonging, and that there's inclusivity on campus. So yes, there are some things, like I said, I feel I have unfinished business to do, and that I'm looking forward to continuing to do in my next term if I'm afforded that opportunity.
We got some online comments, you know, coming to you, Big Rob. Your uncle out in Phoenix, Arizona, say, hey, Bree.
Hey, Brian, Uncle Brian.
also, I think you belong to the same sorority with Kaya Thornton. Congratulations.
Yes. Again,
Brianna.
Thank
Scott.
You. You see this? This says we are social action. I was in Lansing today because Delta Days at the state capitol. That's what we were doing today. So, yes, absolutely. Meeting with state legislature, had a lot of different people come in to talk to us about a lot of the petition drives and issues that may be on the ballot, just to mobilize and get our marching orders as we take those back to our chapters across the state. Had the opportunity to hear from our awesome regional director, Sor Brittany N. Blackwell, who is also out of Epsilon Epsilon, which is my home chapter at Michigan State University. She came in and she spoke, and we are led by Danielle Atara, who is out of Southeast Michigan for social action, just getting basically ramped up for what is going to be one of the most important elections we're going to have. And so, you know, Delta started on social action, and we're going to be the social action to the day that we are no longer here. So I just feel that we have these opportunities to just learn and then to take that information back that we're learning, and to, you know, petition as much as we can and lobby for things that we need in our communities with our local and state electeds.
Well, we're going to Big Rob. Go ahead, Big Rob.
Yeah, Bree, what can we do to help further your cause?
You know, I'll tell you, this was a lot easier for me 7 years ago. I'm old now, and this has been rough. Like, I would just ask people to pray for me, because I don't have, you know, the... I don't have the stamina, if you will, for all the driving. This is a statewide election. We got 83 counties, including in the UP, right? So having to travel all of the ways that I have to travel, it's a lot. And so just pray that I have traveling mercies while I'm traveling. And you can certainly donate. You can go to my website, which is www.BriannaNumeral4MSU.com. I'm always happy to take money that will help my campaign and undergird it. And then also just telling people that you know, if you're supportive of me, telling your neighbor, because I'm a down ballot vote, which means, you know, people got to flip that voting ballot over for the Supreme Court and the Board of Education. And a lot of times people don't do that. And so it's really important for that. And I think for me, I just have to say, this is a thing that I'm very proud of. I am the only person, once again, on the statewide ballot from West Michigan.
Oh, wow.
So wow. Representation is everything. And if you don't believe it is, you're fooling yourself. You know, I've had Michigan State, I had our president in Muskegon last year. I brought the board to Grand Rapids for a board retreat 2 years or 3 years ago. I'm taking the board for our next board retreat to Benton Harbor and St. Joe in June. These are places that they hadn't been before, right? And so now they're coming into these areas and they see the wonderful resources we have, the great communities, and they want to invest more. I mean, if you look at Grand Rapids, that's been investment over several years, right? And it continues. You're going to see Michigan State all over the place. And I want that to be in our part of the state as well. And so it's really important to have people that represent your communities in these positions, because as they say, if you're not at the table, then you're on the table.
You're on the table. Attorney Breonna Scott, we're live with her. There's a couple more questions. I know you have to go. I got some comments online from people who are congratulating you down in Orlando, Florida. Hi, Garee, say congratulations, Attorney Breonna Scott.
Thank you.
Comment from Tanika Harris. Keep up the good work, Bree.
Thank you.
So, election, this, you don't have a primary, right? You're good on that.
I do not. We are good because we had our convention, as you stated before. And at our convention, there were three people that ran for this seat. Because there were three, there's only two, so the top two vote getters get on the ballot. We don't have anything else that we have to do in order to get on the ballot, really, as far as the party is concerned. So I just need people to show up and show out in November, not just for me, but there's so many other important elections happening in November. So just getting the word out and getting the vote out.
Why is this position a partisan position?
I don't know. Because it really shouldn't be, honestly. It really shouldn't be. It really should all be like our Supreme Court justices. They're not D's or R's, right?
Right.
I agree with you, Paul. It shouldn't be. I don't sit on the board and think, oh, I've got this Republican in, so I'm going to disagree with him.
Right.
We're all supposed to, right? We're all supposed to do what is in the best interest of the university. And honestly, that shouldn't be about what letter is behind your name. I believe there had to have been some reason, because we are the largest three universities in the state. We are Research One University, so that's Michigan State, and Wayne State. We are the only three boards in the state of Michigan and only three in the country. There's only three other states that have statewide elected boards, and we're one of them. Everybody else gets appointed by governors. Or alumni association. So it's a very hard position to get on, because you have to win people over to come out to convention and vote for you. It's a lot of work to do it, but it's constitutionally mandated that we do it, even though I agree with you, it really should not be partisan.
Well, I'll talk politics with you later, because I heard about a lot of stuff that went on at the convention.
Woo-wee. That's all I can say. Oh my God, I was clutching my pearls at some of the points, as they say. Yeah, it was something, Paul. We can talk offline.
Okay, all right. And you got a website for people to make a donation?
I do. Paul, you gonna make a donation?
Ooh, hey, I did last time.
Yes, you did.
Now I'm about to go donate.
All right.
Blood.
Yes. Yeah. I appreciate it. www.Brianna4msu.com.
Okay. Anything else you want to say to Muskegon before we go?
No, I just love Muskegon, and I just thank you all for the support. I had probably 60 volunteers at the convention. It was amazing, the support that I've had. They had a bus from Muskegon that came to support me. It's just incredible. I love the support I've gotten. I hope to represent you all well. I always want to make Muskegon proud. And I just thank you all for the prayers. Again, all the well wishes, the inboxes, the DMs, the text messages, emails, and phone calls. Keep them coming, because it's really encouraging and keeps me encouraged as I do this. So thank you all so much.
All right, Breonna. Thank you so much. God bless you, sister. Okay.
Thank you. God bless you as well. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye.
All right, Muskegon, that is a person to be proud of.
Yes.
You know, we're talking about role models in the community.
Yes.
Doing things the right way.
Yes.
Follow her blueprint. If you want your daughter to be like somebody, that we got a sister. And it's more in our community.
Oh, yeah, very much
more. She's definitely one that you can have your kids look up to. Follow her blueprints on how she's doing things with dignity and respect everywhere she went. Everywhere she goes.
Oh, yeah.
And it's an honor to have her.
She commands the room when she walks in.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.